Yeah. It's a matter of adjusting one's mind and oneself to whatever condition you wish to enter into, and which you wish to be part of, and which perhaps you have a desire to serve in. For instance, when I go down to certain spheres to do certain work that appeals to me, that I know will be of value, will be of service and help, then I have to some extent enter my thought force onto that level of consciousness so that I can become and be part of it, even though it's only of a temporary nature. And then I can sort of talk to the people and enter into their makeup and understand the workings of their mind to a certain extent. And I can also, by forcing my own self, my deeper self, my more advanced self, the consciousness of that which I've become, I can talk to them and I can give them a demonstration sometimes of the power of the spirit, which is for them something very new and very strange, and give them a form of experience which they've never had before, and endeavour by this method and this way to drag them, as it were, out of the lethargic condition in which they find themselves, because a lot of these people are not necessarily bad people. A lot of them have got into a very poor state, and they're quite sort of lethargic about everything appertaining to themselves and their life. They live in a kind of dream world of their own creation, and they have to be reawakened into the realization of things which lie ahead, things which are more uplifting and more solid and more real and more, shall we say, in keeping with the spirit of man. You see, a lot of people, they get into a peculiar state where they're neither happy nor unhappy, where they sort of drift in a sort of state of mind which is in itself a very sort of held back by circumstance and thought forces appertaining to self and the old self as they knew upon earth. Sometimes we have lots of difficulties and problems with some of the souls who are almost very unenlightened and very much stupefied, is perhaps the word, that they can't think clearly nor see, and they live in a kind of world which in some respects is not dissimilar to the material world. It has many aspects of your world which are familiar, and in which they find themselves, and which they accept as a state of being to which they have brought themselves or entered into, and as far as they're concerned, it's the only state of being that is, and they don't realize there are other higher forms of life, higher states of being to which they might well evolve and become in consequence much more open and much more, shall we say, happy souls with a wider vision and a greater expanse of opportunity. A lot of these people, they stay on this sort of odd, strange level of consciousness which isn't terribly far removed from earth, but they're living in a kind of dream state in which they need jerking out of. And that's what we try to do, many of us. We go and we enter into their homes and into their lives, and we even try to make them appreciate the power that they have within them, that they can manifest that power in that particular environment, even if they cannot yet aspire, or at that moment, as it were, aspire to something higher. In other words, we try to give them a rejuvenating force which in itself will make them start to think more deeply and with more concern about themselves and the possibility of change. You see, this is a great sort of atmosphere and attitude of mind with a lot of these people. They're quite in their own fashion and way content to stay on that level of consciousness. And some of them haven't, of course, met souls that they were drawn to or attached to when on earth. Perhaps in certain instances it is as well, for they're not really ready, perhaps altogether, to enter into a state of being in any case where certain relations or friends that they were fond of do dwell. But quite often those souls who are themselves more advanced will also make the effort to reach them. But of course a person can only be reached when they themselves have opened up their mind and their consciousness and have a deep desire within themselves for change, and for greater realization and the greater expanse, as it were, of vision and experience. In other words, some of us, like myself and others, many others too, our main purpose in going is to set the wheels in motion, is to, as it were, try to open the eyes a little, if only just a fraction, so that there will be a flicker of hope and a flicker of realization of the possibility of a greater and more extensive life and a greater possibility of achievement. So many people, I regret to say, do enter into a state of being where they're perfectly content to remain. They have no desire for change. They find more or less within reason, I suppose, what they need most. And an extraordinary number of people have little ambition, and I mean ambition in a spiritual sense of advancing beyond a certain condition or phase of existence in which they find themselves. In other words, I suppose you could say we're reawakeners, or awakeners of the spirit in man, trying to sort of in mind of the human self, the realization of the possibility of the power of spirit within, which of course is what all religions fundamentally should be trying to do, and in some instances do try to do, when one is still on earth. The basis of religion is the awakening of man's spiritual consciousness and awareness, so that he will begin to search for himself, exert himself, and overcome the weaknesses of self and the physical material aspects of self which so often hold a man down. And as they hold a man down materially, so they can to a certain extent hold one down on this side, on certain lower spheres which are very near and very akin to the earth. And on these spheres there are millions of souls that dwell. Some have been there possibly, as you term time, for centuries. And time being, as it were, a big illusion, they're not conscious, many of these people indeed, are aware that time has elapsed. Some of them still live in past memory and past thought, and they still create for themselves surroundings and conditions which would be comparable perhaps to conditions and places upon earth of centuries ago. There are certain places or spheres where one can go to, and I've been to them, where you might be going back into the dim, dark ages. But of course these are conditions of life created by individuals who were very strong characters in their way, perhaps very much held down by religious belief and persuasion, who had very strong, firm, fixed views, and invariably thought themselves, not perfect perhaps, but thought their attitude of mind was the right one and everyone else's was the wrong one. And I regret to say there are some very dark spheres where certain types of individuals remain, and so they presumably will remain until they start to search to some extent within themselves and are helped by souls that go to them from other spheres to try to bring some light and illumination into the darkness of their minds in this world or aspect of world or sphere or condition, call it what you will, in which they find themselves, is merely the reflection of themselves. It has no real foundation. It has no real basis of reality. These are thought-created worlds from within one's self, which are very real to the inhabitants. But of course, to people like myself and others who go to them, there's no reality at all. It is all a state of illusion. But one must bear in mind that there are many stages of evolution or lack of experience or conditions of life which really are fundamentally worlds of illusion, which man has created by illusion, by a state of thought and mind, and made so for himself what appears to him to be a reality of solidity and has all the appearance of reality. But we who advance to a certain extent see into these worlds and we know them for what they are. States of mind, states of being, artificially created, with no basis in fact or truth, but only held, as it were, in a form or a sense of substance by the minds and the thoughts of the individuals who made them possible.